Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, I'm Randy Van. We're joined by the Newton Head girls volleyball coach, Heidi Woolhams, after a week that featured a trip on Thursday to a Grandview Christian. And Heidi, first off, thanks for joining us. You went up to Grandview Christian Thursday, your most recent competitions. Had two matches, lost to North Polk in straight sets. And then Grandview got the first set on you guys, but so you guys came back and won that one. So just kind of talk about the night, Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. We traveled up to Grandview Christian. They have a nice new facility up there. It was the first time we've ever played in their gym. Had North Polk first round, and to be honest, we tried a new lineup out, had some people in some new positions that were playing. So nerves were a little bit in there. We were ready to roll and prepared, but rightfully so, there were a few nerves that were in there, which kind of set us back in that first set. In the second set, one of their hitters came under the net, and Morgan Fraze came right down on her foot and kind of tweaked, rolled her ankle, went down for a while, which, as you can imagine, with our players, that was kind of a hit as well for us. Morgan's a big player on the outside. She's kind of someone that everyone looks to get us rolling, to make us feel comfortable and confident. She came off the court for a little bit. We decided she was a little more scared than she was actually hurt, which she did kind of, she did tweak it, but was able to get back in there for us. But that second set was pretty far gone after that. I was super proud of how they came out against Grandview Christian, though. We played relaxed. We played our game. We fought hard. Even when that first set didn't go our way, they came right out that second set and just took it to them. And I couldn't be more proud about how they finished even the third set, that game to 15.
So a very good end of the night then for you. Take a look at your record right now, 6-3. Is that kind of what you expected at this point of the season going into this year?
Yeah, with only having three players with varsity experience, I think it's natural to have a bit of an ebb and flow to our game. Yeah. Figuring out our rotations, like I mentioned, we've had to switch some things up here and there. But we're learning how each other play and adjusting to the speed of the varsity game as well.
And any areas that you thought you might be a little ahead of at this point in time than where you are now?
Yeah, I'm very happy with our blocking, actually, so far this season. We really struggled in that department last season. And to see our front row players improving on their reading and their timing this early in the season is very promising.
How about, you mentioned you kind of juggled the lineup. Apparently you have some up-and-comers that are pushing for some more playing time?
Absolutely. We have, from top to bottom, we have people who are ready to step in at any time and play when they're needed and play wherever I need them at. Cameron Klein is a sophomore who we just moved from the right side hitter to an outside hitter just before our Grandview Christian triangular last night. So as the night went on, I just could see her confidence growing in her and in that position. It was great for everyone in the gym to see Cam play to her ability. She truly can pass, she can hit, she can dig, serve, set. She's literally an all-around player that can do it all. Addie Sibula is also a sophomore. She's a lefty, which is very valuable. Yeah. She moved from an outside hitter to a right side hitter. And let me tell you, the benefits of that left hand on that right side are huge. She continues to have success on that right side. And I just know, same thing, her confidence will just continue to grow as things continue to go her way and she continues to make great plays for us. Marissa Schiebel and Sophie Greer are both seniors, but they've been pushing for back row playing time. Both of them got their first starts in their full matches last night and played their position solid for us.
You mentioned those sophomores that are doing a good job for you. This is kind of new to them, the varsity schedule. Are they still showing good energy? Any concerns about maybe them getting a little tired towards the end of the season?
Yeah, they're showing amazing energy. We just had morning practice right after getting home last night. We didn't get home too late. It was close to 8 o'clock when we arrived home, but we had 6 a.m. practice, which, means those alarms are going off 5 in the morning or a little bit earlier than that even, But they rolled in this morning. They had their PJ practice. They had tattoos made of all the coaches' faces and had them all over their bodies, which was hilarious to see rolling in the morning. So I'm just proud of them. I mean, they come to the gym ready to work every day. They have great attitudes. And as you can tell, they're jokes. I mean, they're joking groups of kids. They have fun with what they're doing. They enjoy their time with each other. And it makes my job super enjoyable.
I was going to say, that's what's made coaching fun, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, what's your upcoming schedule look like and kind of your take on the teams that you'll be taking on?
Yes, we travel to Pella Christian on Tuesday for our second conference match. And then we head to Nevada on Thursday for a new triangular that we entered with Nevada and Gladbrook Rhinebeck. All three teams are solid teams, so I'm excited to see this group compete against them, especially after seeing them in that second match against Grandview Christian last night.
Okay. And Morgan's okay, right? I mean, she came back in, so she's good to go.
Yep, she came back in. We took care of ice and stuff last night. She iced again. She's taking on top of her pain relievers. Today, took it kind of easy, had her in, had her moving to keep the mobility going, and then just said this weekend, stay on top of it. But she is a competitor. She wants to be on that court. She's smart about what she does, and just coaching-wise, we're going to be smart with her as well so she can be at the top of her game.
All right, good deal. Well, Heidi, we have appreciate you spending time with us again on the Coach's Corner, and wish you good luck in the week coming up.
Thank you, Randy. I appreciate it.
Heidi Willems, head coach of the Newton girls volleyball team, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.